Load ready. Muzzle. Down.
Members of the row ready.
Members of the 81st Brigade load guns.
Fucking load.
Let's see the skills, fantastic boy. You're talking a lot.
And take aim at targets.
Here they're learning target acquisition along with trigger control, breathing.
All under the watchful eye of instructors.
Okay, so it's like click, click.
Okay.
Corporal Angela Pearson's among those who will undergo several months of training, which she says is critical.
Very important. We all have to be qualified so we can be there for our buddies if need be.
Her instructor, Sergeant Paul Blaze, tries to not only hone these soldiers' skills, but their attitudes.
Complacency. Don't let it get to them. After they've been there for a while, they stop flinching at bullets, they stop flinching at explosions, they get complacent, and that's when people get hurt. They need to take it serious every single time they go outside the wire.
The 81st Brigade is expected to go outside the wire plenty. Some are scheduled to provide security for convoys, which are often the targets of insurgents in a war where the battle lines are blurred.
There is no front line. You know, the whole place is the front line.
Sergeant First Class Elwin Farnsworth was in the military before the National Guard.
On active duty during Panama, Desert Storm, Somalia, Bosnia, all that, and I never went, and never thought that joining the Washington National Guard that we would actually deploy to a war zone.
He did when the 81st went to Iraq in 2004. Now he's turned down retirement to go with a guard again.
By me retiring early, I felt like I was cheating the guys.
Sergeant Travis Weinberg can't wait to get back to see a group of Iraqi farmers he helped train into soldiers.
We'd walk out the door and there's already a line of trucks ready to go. I was pretty proud of that.
Soldiers who are now part of Iraq's army.
In April 2006, they were the first battalion to operate on their own without any U.S. escort.
Unlike the last time they were there, the Iraqi army is stronger. Deputy Brigade Commander Chris Fowler adds these Washington National Guardsmen and women have body armor and other equipment sooner.
We're getting a lot more equipment earlier is probably the biggest difference. We had a lot of equipment last time that a lot of active duty units didn't have, but we got it much later on. So that's the biggest change.
So you get to have it now, you can practice with it, and you've got it when you're over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for many, Iraq is now familiar territory.
We have a lot of people that have been there deployed already, which certainly helps for the next rotation.
More than half the brigade members have served in Iraq before, but Specialist Sandy Ramirez and Sarah Holm have never been there. They joined the Guard during the war.
She didn't know. My mom didn't know.
My parents didn't know. My recruiter was my cousin, so.
Well, what was the conversation like with Mom when you said, guess what?
She's surprised. She's just nervous.
But our parents are really proud of us. Like, this is a great experience. You know, we're going to go over there, learn a lot about ourselves, and come back.
As we talk, it's clear more senior soldiers want them to come home safely, too.
A little, yes!
We're both good, Sergeant.
Checking up on you?
Yes. They take care of us.
Feel like your big brother is right around the corner all the time.
Yeah. They're really good with us.
It's the younger soldiers.
You know, we were sending 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids over there.
That prompted Specialist Eric Fox to join the Guard after being retired from the regular military for years.
The kids are going to be running this country one day. We're losing them. And it didn't seem to me that I should be sitting at home when the youth of America is going over there. And I was trained.
1, 2, 3, lift, guard!
So men and women of the 81st Brigade pack up their belongings to ship. Sergeant Amanda Gauthier says they'll finish their training stateside.
You know, I can do things that I've never thought I could do.
They'll head to Kuwait this fall, final destination, Iraq.
Serving my country has been, I finally have something I can be proud of.
At the Yakima Training Center for the Big Story at 6, Heather Bosch, News Talk 710, Cairo.